Knowing the mood of the mind, right, when you wake up. And then just seeing how thoughts are generated by a mood. And then noticing how the mind goes to these preoccupations continually. And learning to drop this preoccupation past or future. So once the mind starts to calm down a bit, you often find you just use very simple things like stillness, peace, simple words like that. You begin to notice this endless kind of preoccupation with thought and plans and criticism and judgment and questions and doubts and so that's just movement. We're kind of doubting all the time. Why is this like that and why is that like that? And doubts are endless, really. Self-doubt, doubt about the teaching, doubt about the tradition, and in the end, just thought. So you begin to just see thought and no thought. Make it much more simple. So like if you're sitting now, what is your attention preoccupied with? None of it is important. You just begin to just let go into stillness, listening. So letting go of preoccupations into stillness. Then you use simple words of peace. So that which knows that your thinking and planning is non-thinking. So the mind, you begin to turn the mind on the mind. Begin to observe the sense of a person trying to figure something out or awareness of a sense of someone doing something, to notice that. And just in the noticing of that, you begin to see there's a stillness in that knowing. So maybe you get annoyed at someone or irritated because someone is talking and it's supposed to be noble silence and you start to get self-righteous or whatever. And then you notice that, oh, this is a preoccupation. This is thought, and then you go deeper into the very sense of a self being annoyed. And you notice that that which knows is still. You can observe that objectively. Say some kara coming and going. Or you believe in your self-righteousness and you just think. Or you believe in a fantasy and you fantasize, or you believe in the self-disparagement. So these are all preoccupations. So you notice, and in the noticing you begin to be that stillness. Then notice if you do a compassion practice, you bring a person into your heart and then you say, may they be well. It's not really a preoccupation. It's something that's done from clarity. It's deliberate, it's intentional, and generates peace and stillness and open-heartedness. And then notice the preoccupations, future possibilities, annoyances, memories. These don't, they're not deliberate, are they? They're not intentional, they're just habitual. They don't open the heart, they're not conducive to stillness. So you begin to notice them, and it's the letting go into stillness that's the practice. Or letting go into kindness, letting go into compassion. So are you preoccupied with something now? And what's the point of it? And can you just let it go and just come to stillness?